here. We're so beautiful. And I'm so grateful to be here this morning to deliver a message allowing Spirit to move through me so that your ears can hear what they need to hear. And I can say what I want to say. Nah, just kidding. Okay, so my name's Teresa Slusher, and I am in ministerial school. I'm also a licensed practitioner here. And as I said, I'm very grateful to be here. And I wanted to tell you that I was going to come today dressed up as a witch. Because it's Halloween, right? But Robert, my husband, said, honey, you don't need to dress up. And then I thought, well, wait a minute. Did he think I said witch or something else? I know, my sense of humor can be wicked. But again, happy Halloween. And this is a time to be scary or to be scared, right? I mean, we can get spooked or be spooky. I love Halloween. And most kids do. But which one would you rather be, scared or scary? You have a choice. Or you can be neither. But we like to play, don't we? And as children, Halloween is really, I think, for kids. It's for the kid in us as well. As children, we love to dress up and try things out, right? We like to address our fears, maybe dress up as a devil, a ghost, a witch, whatever you could conjure up in your imagination to be really scary, Dracula. Or we maybe want to identify with something that is more magical, like a fairy, or something really fun that would be like maybe a leprechaun, or something that you aspire to be in when you grow up, a football player, a police officer, a fire person, politically correct here. How about a doctor, a nurse? You know, whatever your heart wants to like say, I want to try this out. And then we grow up. And as adults, we still continue to dress up. Maybe we become that doctor. And we dress up, we put on our costume, our doctor outfit. We put on our minister outfit. We put on our nurse's uniform, whatever. And we get paid for it. Well, except for ministers. So, I mean, we really like to have a lot of fun. This is our professional costume in life. But sometimes we wear a mask. And the mask we usually wear happens when we're afraid, when we're scared. See, when we can put on a mask and try and be brave. And we mask ourselves with our words, usually. For instance, did you get into the cookies? No, Mom, I didn't get into the cookies, said the little kid, trying to look like a little angel, but afraid that maybe if they admitted to getting into the cookies, there was a punishment behind that. So they're afraid. And we do that as adults as well. Sometimes we hide ourselves behind our words. No, honey, I didn't do that. No, sweetie, I would never do anything like that. But you might say, well, what does any of this have to do with the love that lives within? I once heard a story about a woman that was working in the hospital, and she went to visit her friend. She was a nurse. And she's cleaning out her friend's festering wounds. And someone saw her doing this. And they said, I wouldn't do what you're doing for $1 million. And she turned to them and said, neither would I. That's love. That is love expressing. And love needs to express. Love needs to come out and show up. But our fears sometimes pull back. What is it that we fear? Have you ever felt that maybe someone had an ulterior motive? That maybe they put on a mask of love, which didn't feel right to you? Have you ever maybe put on a mask because you had ulterior motives? Honey, I'll call you tomorrow night, I promise. Yeah, right. And that phone call never comes after that date? Yeah. They were after something else, maybe. I don't know. But we can feel when others are wearing a mask, can't we? Well, guess what? If we can feel when people are wearing a mask, they know when we're wearing a mask as well. So what does love have to do with any of this, you might say? Well, love has the ability to tear down that mask, to remove that mask. See, love gives us the courage to show up and be who we really are. And isn't that what we want anyway? We want to express who we are. That's what we came here to do, right? To show up and be our truth. You might ask yourself, when I strip away all of my masks and allow myself to actually be seen for who I am, who I really am, will my friends see the love that lives within? Will they? Will they love me? Or will they see all of my perceived faults and the self-perceived inadequacies, you know, the not-so-good stuff that we always think about ourselves? Are they going to see that, or are they going to see us shine? Again, we put on that mask, and we pretend that we're okay when we're feeling down, when we're feeling inadequate, when we're feeling criticized or judged. Who's really judging us anyway? Who are placing those judgments on us? The truth is, when your heart is exposed, you want to look at, are you as good as you think you are, or are you still concerned about how others perceive you? Holmes said this. He said, a realization of our oneness with omnipresence brings peace. See, when all masks are dropped, then the love that lives within will be seen, and you will be at peace because your connection with the infinite is no longer covered over. So a good place to begin is to know we are all made in the image and likeness of God. Love within each individual is the principle of love, which is drawn directly from God. And you might say, well, who is God? That's a good question to ask. But in essence, and I'm not going to answer it for you, that's for you to discover. In essence, we are that love. And in essence, we want to allow our love to shine through. Move fear behind you. Just put it back there and step forward and be the love that you came here to be. Without sounding too biblical, which I'm not a scholar, but I do remember from my childhood hearing Jesus Christ say, Satan, get thee behind me. And I remember that when I'm in fear or doubt or self-criticism, self-judgment, I say, Satan, get thee behind me. Powerful words. I like it. And I think he was on to something, because he was the way shower, the master teacher. And he taught us, if we pay attention and listen, how to step up and move forward towards what? Greater good. Towards more. Towards brilliance. Towards our light. So that we can help light the way for others. Isn't that right? Isn't that true? I mean, let's do it, right? So, don't let your fears hold you back. Get thee behind me. Do that. Get thee behind me. Don't let anyone criticize you. Say, get thee behind me. Get back there. I'm I'm going to tell a story. This is a really neat story. I love this story because this is a true demonstration of love. Once upon a time, there were two very good friends, Samuel and Jacob. They lived and grew up near one another, and they studied together, and they spent most of their childhood time with each other. And after they had grown up, gotten married, and had children of their own, Samuel moved away to another country. Well, they still wanted to continue their friendship, so once a year they'd get together, bring the families together, and just celebrate their friendship and their families. One year, Jacob's city or country fell into war. Well, Samuel, he wanted to come and visit Jacob, but he knew that there was a war. Does he risk going into this country to visit his friend that he loves dearly and misses terribly? Does he chance that, knowing that he could have been going into the lion's den? Danger. Well, his love was great, and he thought it was worth the risk. Dagon it, if the king's men didn't come and arrest him because they thought he was a spy. A spy. And so they took him and they threw him into the dungeon to await not a trial, but a hanging. And so the king's men go down into the dungeon and pull him out, marching Samuel up to the guillotine or the hanging. And the crowd is like, yeah, this is going to be fun. And the king shows up. Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, that's how they were back then. That was their entertainment. And so then the king shows up, and Samuel sees the king. And this is what he says. Oh, great king, I'm innocent. Please, please have mercy on me. I did not do these terrible things. I am not a spy. But if you would just grant me, please, just a week to go back and make way for my family, make sure that they're provided for, that they have everything that they need, I promise I will come back in a week's time for my punishment. And the king scoffed and he said, like heck, I don't think that's going to happen. So we're going to go ahead and issue the punishment. Let's move forward. And out of the back of the crowd, here comes a guy scrambling forward and he says, wait, wait, stop, please stop. And everyone looks and says, well, who are you, says the king. And he says, I'm Jacob. I can vouch for Samuel. He's my friend. He only wanted to come here and visit me. Please let him go back and be with his family and tell them goodbye, and I will take his place. I will sit for a week until he returns. And the king said, well, I guess we'll go ahead and give it a try. So off with you, Samuel. Go bid your family farewell. Spend a week with them. And then Jacob, into the prison you go. They fed him. They even let him take a shower. Jacob was pretty distraught, though. He did love his friend Samuel. Week goes by, and there's no Samuel. Jacob's hauled away. He's going to lose his life. And the king is like, yeah, and the crowd is cheering. And they're applauding, and right when Jacob's being brought up to the guillotine, out of the blue, what do you hear? Wait, wait, says Samuel. I'm back for my punishment. Please let me take this punishment. And Jacob was like close to the noose around his neck. And the king said, stop everything. Stop. He came back. And the king said, what is it about you two? He said, the love between the two of you. I've never seen friendship like this before. And he said, I will grant you both your lives if you promise one thing to me, that I can become your friend too. Yeah, I love that story. I love it. So the truth is that love has no fear, that a person is willing to lay their life down for love. They're willing to give everything, and that fear is definitely behind. Definitely behind. This is what love does. It pulls away the mask. It melts the walls. When love lives within, there is no fear. For in truth, they will know us by our love. Where we are completely immersed in love, surrendered completely to love, in the expression of love, that's what's important. I'm going to find this quote from Ernest Holmes. Ernest Holmes writes, it is true that what I see in you is simply a reflection of what I believe within myself. I can see nothing in you that is first not within me. For if there was a nothing in me that I could see that thing in you, I could not see it. Ernest Holmes said that. Do I need to read it again? Whatever I perceive in you is exactly what I see in myself. So if I am criticizing you, the only person I'm really criticizing is myself. If I'm feeling inadequate in myself, I'm going to project it out onto you. I'm going to say, that wasn't good enough. We want to be perfect, maybe, but guess what? We already are perfect and whole. And when we don't feel perfect and whole, that's when we run to criticism. So if I see it in you, the thing that is in me, that is an absolute fact, and you cannot get away from it because it is an eternal truth. We're going to do a little exercise. And you can choose to see the divine love that you are. Lift yourself up to your divine self and your beauty and love. You will see reflected back upon you that which you see. Give of yourself to yourself and set yourself free. Proclaim your divinity out loud, and you will sit in the heavenly kingdom, because hate begets hate, and strife produces strife. So let us proclaim our divinity. When we proclaim our love, and our divinity will then show up clearly. Let us announce our divinity to the world. Release the masks, speak our truth, and know who you are. I ask of you to please place your hand over your heart and repeat after me. I now proclaim my divinity. I am divine, godlike, and worthy to live in the heavenly kingdom. I accept my divinity and I rejoice and I celebrate my divinity. Really feel it and really know it, for that is your truth. And say again with me, I now proclaim my divinity. I am divine, godlike, and worthy to live in the heavenly kingdom. I accept my divinity and I rejoice and celebrate my divinity. And know that I am love and I am love. And so right here and right now, I see my divinity and I feel my divinity, knowing that this is my truth and it is good. My truth is good. And I am forever grateful, knowing that I am united with the one power, the one mind, that is operating through me, in me, around me, and as me. And now I realize that this is my truth, that I step out into my reality, showing up as me, the beautiful being that I came here to be, empowered, without fear, without hesitation, with courage and strength, I move forward. And it is good. And so I give thanks, knowing that this is my truth. I give thanks, knowing that each and every individual in this world knows this truth and is discovering it each and every moment of each and every breath that it's being inhaled and exhaled. And that my words are spoken clearly and loudly. For I speak from my truth, I speak from my heart, I speak from my soul, and I speak from the one mind showing up as me. And for this I am grateful. And knowing that this is the truth, I now lovingly release my words to the law, knowing it is done and done now. And together we say, and so it is. Oh, thank you.
Oh, you see a better world. Of harmony and grace. We love being right here in this place, surrounded by all of our beautiful friends, making a blend to fill up this sacred.
Okay, I think we've got an opportunity here to do our declaration of gratitude. And so, again, in your bulletin, under declaration of gratitude, if you will all say with me, what do we call ourselves? First impressions. Pass the basket forward. Drop whatever you would like into the basket. And we will say, I am grateful that faith follows to perceive the invisible, believe in the incredible, and receive what seemed impossible. And so it is. So we've got a, Let us bless these pouring forth of goodness into the center, into our lives, knowing that we've reached not only within, but we're reaching without, so that we can carry on and do more works within ourselves and without ourselves, including ourselves and each other, building this community so that we can go out and continue doing more good in the greater community. And for this, we give thanks. And again, together we say, and so it is.